broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is indeed the broadcast for February 12th of the year of our Lord, 2016. This is Hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We also happen to believe the checks and balances wisely put in place by the founders, absolutely the solution. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, no doubt. Our call to duty. Welcome to the broadcast that is a freedom-loving, fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Now, Kurt, you gave me
By the way, I looked up a little after our friend's call last hour. I looked up a little bit on that Charlotte deal and the salutations thing or whatever.
Greetings and salutations, Kurt.
Yeah, but, you know, when you look it up, really what was said there was apparently, this is the quote from E.B. White in the Charlotte, you know, web book or movie or whatever you want to call it,
but it's a butt coat.
Yeah, well, I know, but they made it into a movie. I'm pretty sure.
I'm just saying it originated as a book, though.
Yeah. Anyway, and so it goes something like this. And then, just as Wilbur was settling down for his morning nap, he heard again the thin voice that had addressed him the night before. "Salutations," said the voice. Wilbur jumped to his feet. "Salut what?" he cried. "Salutations," repeated the voice. "What are they and where are you?" screamed Wilbur. "Please, please tell me where you are and what are salutations?" "Salutations are greetings," said the voice. "When I say salutations, it's just my fancy way of saying hello or good morning," end quote.
Yeah, in the modern way is, "Hey, dude, what's up?"
Yeah, so salutations are greetings. It really isn't greetings and salutations, but it is in the same, you know, sentence, and so I understand why he thought that might have been where it came from. You know?
Well, it certainly is the origins thereof. And, you know, it's kind of like saying each and every one of you. It's a little redundant. Greetings and salutations is a similar scenario, you know.
But old our buddy, you know what, Adventures in Odyssey, old Eugene. He'd put a smile on your face if you listened to those.
His language is quite eloquent, to say the least.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He makes even Sam Bushman look like a country bumpkin. All right. hey, House Ways and Means Committee, Kurt. Those guys are.
Anyway, the guys are always trying to cut back your taxes.
They're trying to spend more money. Now, this is a story. I don't know what happened with this. You brought this up, Kurt, and we're finally getting to it. A lot of times, Kurt gives me stories, man. I just crank through the stories as fast as I can. And we got to this one, Kurt. But it says House Ways directly arming Kurds in Iraq. They're doing so in northern Iraq, skirting Baghdad entirely. Bryant Jordan brings us the piece. And it basically goes on and talks about lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives. On Wednesday, and this was weeks ago, though, they're going to take up legislation to call on Barak to send weapons and support right directly to those guys.
Yeah.
They're going to ask Barak to provide weapons and equipment directly to Kurdish, how do you say this, Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq, instead of sending them through Baghdad, you see. They say the Peshmerga have been the biggest freedom fighters against ISIS ever. And the problem I have with the whole story is, if you created ISIS, why would you want to fund the other side, Kurt? They're doing both, you know, what's up with that?
Well, a good war, you've got to have two sides, Sam. And, you can't sell a lot of military hardware and all that kind of stuff unless you have some, you know, good explosions and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Good point. All right. Anyway, that's the interesting tidbit. Anything else on that piece?
No, I can't really think of anything.
It's just interesting because we hear, oh, man, you know, we got to defend America. We got to this. We got to that. Then we hear we fund ISIS. You know, Ben Swan did a reality check on that, quite good, to say the least, documented that we basically built up and funded ISIS. Now you got Congress running around trying to skip Baghdad and fund these people directly with guns. So while they're disarming Kurt, because Kurt might be crazy, they want to arm these so-called freedom fighters against ISIS. And, you know, Ron Paul and the CIA and others document the fact that, you know, all we do is arm our, quote, friend freedom fighter today, which turns out to be our biggest fear enemy tomorrow. And why are we of the biggest nations or the biggest nation to sell guns and weaponry and military hardware around the world? Just shows you the power of the military-industrial complex and that we fund both sides of wars, and we're not really looking for peace at all. To add to that, Congress now considering easing passage into the U.S. for immigrants, says the Washington Free Beacon. They want immigrants to have easier access to relocate to the United States. And I find that kind of comical, Kurt, a little bit, because on one hand, they're all running around telling you that they're hardcore on immigration, these Republican so-called presidential candidates. And then behind the scenes, you got Congress running around voting to make it easier for them to come. Now, don't get me wrong. I personally agree with the idea that we need to shut down the illegal door big time. And we need to create appropriate ways for people to come to this country. I agree with that general idea. But the fly is in the ointment of how that's done, is my concern, Kurt. Are they going to come with federal government subsidies and handouts? Or are they going to come with a private sector sponsor? You know, how's all that going to go down? And I usually find that I agree with allowing people who want to seek freedom to get it, to come. There's plenty of room in America. What we got to do is reward the right people for the right reasons to come and reject the wrong people for the wrong reasons and vet those in the process, figuring out the safest, best way to really embrace freedom and allow those who want freedom to really have it. And allow those who are willing to jettison their old world, if you will, and become Americans. That means learn English. Sure, you're welcome to bring your language and your culture with you. Don't misunderstand me. But you got to learn English. You got to learn what makes America tick. You got to understand the checks and balances that made America the brilliant nation that it is. You got to understand why we used to be the economic engine of the world and what it would take to return to those principles and guidelines that made the freest country in the history of the world. People seek far and wide for liberty. There's boatloads of people coming to America, not leaving. Find out what that genius is about and embrace it. That's all we ask. All right, the Pentagon, I guess, is going to confer with the Justice Department, Kurt, on having women register for the draft.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
It's just retarded. I mean, it just sets our whole society backwards. Now, I know a lot of people who may have disabled children that are truly retarded. And they're like, Sam, I don't like you to use that term so flippantly or whatever. It's just not respectful. Look, retarded is used for a lot of different things. They have what are called retardants that are put on, say, sleeping bags or pillows or bedding, designed to make sure that it doesn't catch on fire and burn as quickly or easily. It's fire retardant chemicals that are put on. Then we can debate the healthiness of those chemicals. That's a different topic. But the word retard doesn't always make fun of somebody, and I don't mean it in any way in a derogatory term. What I'm saying is retarded is this is going to set back our society. What kind of society has no respect for the nation's mothers, for the husband's wives? When you think of wives, the man is the protector. Doesn't mean women aren't capable. Don't get me wrong. I'm just telling you, what kind of a nation puts women in harm's way and forces them to join on the front lines of a military in this draft idea? So, you know, they're going to confirm with the Justice Department. Well, we're not going to get justice then, right? But they say there's a whole new legal analysis. They find the landscape has changed since the 1981 Supreme Court case ruled that women didn't need to register for the draft. And they say that, you know, when they announced that all jobs in the military are open to women, this changes that. And I agree with that, Kurt. Except for my question is this. Whatever happened to a moral investigation? Instead of a legal, hey, we've dotted the I's legally, crossed the T's, this is great. What about a moral discussion about the nation's women? About having respect for mothers, wives, the whole nature of women. I'm not saying women can't do it or they're not capable. And, you know, there's debates about that, too. I'm not in this chauvinistic idea. But I am in this idea that we ought to have more respect for our women. And a nation that throws babies and women to such disregard is a nation in my opinion, complete meltdown mode. Due to the immorality of its people. Just my humble 2 cents. All right, more in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. All kinds of news the networks refuse to use everywhere. Why is nobody investigating the Russian Air Force plane that flew over California and Nevada? This is a question that Gary Franchi asked several weeks ago. It's not a modern story in a way because it happened quite a while ago. But I wanted to bring it up because it just goes to show the mainstream press doesn't cover this stuff at all. It took us a long time to get to it, too. Sadly, there's just so many articles and stories and things going on, it's hard to get to. Kurt, very good question. I guess the plane started out flying over San Diego. Then it had kind of a zigzag pattern. It went over Sacramento. It kind of went around Area 51 in Nevada, etc. This happened. It was filmed. YouTube had some footage on it, etc. But there's nobody investigating it. What's going on, my friend?
It's hard to say, Sam, as I read over the story, just trying to remember more about it. You know, it makes you wonder so many times. You know, they say we've got to make sure and take off your shoes before you go through the airport. You'd have got to, you know, make sure and leave your bottle of water that's got that water. I mean, you got to have safety and security in America. And yet, you know, this happened, right? Here.
Well, yeah, but Kirk Crosby, I mean, what if he had, like, a knife in his shoe or something?
Yeah.
Or what if he had, like, a bomb in his underwear? You know what I mean?
Or maybe, maybe a pair of, he might have a fingernail file or clippers.
Heck, yeah, Kirk might even have a microphone or something.
Oh,
or bumper
yeah.
stickers.
Or stickers, you know, something
darn
like
right.
that. You know,
but I don't understand. Nobody's investigating it. The news didn't even touch it, Kurt. Gary Franchi hit on it. There is YouTube on the video about it and everything else. What's going on? And I submit to you that it's a reconnaissance mission by the Russians allowed by the United States. I'm telling you right now, that plane would be probably shot down if there wasn't some kind of behind-the-scenes agreement or something, huh?
Well, we're friends. We're friends with all these governments around the world. They're most favored nation trading partners and stuff. They wouldn't do us any harm. You know.
I'm glad to hear that because I was getting kind of worried until you said that.
Yeah.
Now I'm feeling much better. By the way, NASA and Google are teaming up. They built a computer, Kurt. It's called their new quantum computer. And they say it's 100 million times faster than your PC, my friend.
Are you going to get one of those?
Heck yeah.
Really
I already ordered mine from Dell.
NASA and Google, yeah, teaming up, baby.
Now, it's just fascinating that everybody wants to believe, like, Google's an independent company. And I'm like, no, they got their origins from government. They're funding government. People are like, no way. Now it's like NASA and Google are teaming up to build this computer.
Yeah, they say Google has won the race to build the world's first commercial quantum computer. Or they asked that question. What I want to know, Sam, I mean, you know, I have a little trouble understanding these kind of stories just because, you know, I don't think, drink, and walk, talk.
You don't need
stuff,
to know all the details.
Computer-wise. Okay. Well, so what does it mean? I mean,
just means
is
there's
it gonna,
a super fast computer.
Yeah, but I mean, is it, like, faster than all these ones we use? And,
yeah.
And so pretty soon, this is
like
just going to take
100 million
over.
Times faster than your computer, buddy.
Yeah, so...
So are you going to get one? No.
Is it going
to
be...
Is it
going
to be used to spy on you? Yes.
Oh, okay. So that's what this is for.
You know,
okay.
A real-time video and monitoring of everything you do and everything everybody else does.
Now, they do call it disruptive technology, Sam, to use your words.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
You know, yeah. That's what Deepak Biswas called it. He's a director of exploration technology at NASA's Ames Research Center, and the center is spelled C-E-N-T-R-E, so that means it's a much
overseas.
More expensive center place than, and this one's in California, that
oh,
is,
yeah.
You know, on the left coast there, but they say skeptics
have questioned.
Well,
maybe the plane flew over that sucker, Kurt.
Yeah, well, or dropped off this computer, you know. Skeptics have questioned if the computer actually taps into quantum physics to solve algorithms, but now Google and NASA say they have proof. So, I mean, Google and NASA,
but again,
you know.
Let me make this clear. The technology is neither good nor bad, Kurt. It just exists,
yeah,
right? Yeah,
just how that you can use it.
It depends on who's in charge of it, but I'm telling you right now, Google in bed with NASA doesn't really impress me much.
Yeah, they say it's 100 times faster than some specific classic algorithm on problems designed to be very hard for that algorithm, but easy for D-Wave. Now, see, you know, I understand that completely. You know, I mean, I don't want to go into depth, ladies and gentlemen, and explain it on the radio because, you know, it's just
yeah,
too tough for you guys.
Too complicated for you neophytes and such. So. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad
Kurt's, but anyway,
I'm glad Kurt's
you know,
sensitive to our you know, struggle.
Computer's coming your way, man. I'll tell you what, pretty soon, I mean, you, it'll be like so fast that it did it a week before you even thought about doing it. You know what I mean?
Heck yeah.
It'll be, I mean, it's impressive.
But don't worry, they're letting that dude spy on you. You also got to wonder, how far is the military ahead of in terms of technology than they roll out, publicly speaking, Kurt? So how far advanced are they really?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. But, you know, I mean, and they would be using it for all good stuff to help America, you know, and to keep us safe, of course.
Yeah, maybe they ought to use it to find out why the heck that plane flew over everything. All right.
Yeah, imagine that.
But if you want proof Google and the government are in bed together, it says right there in the headline, NASA/Google, they're working on this dude together, huh?
Yeah, that would be kind of pretty good proof, I think. You know what I mean?
Because a lot of times I bring this up and people are like, come on, Sam, you're just like this conspiracy theorist guy running around all the time. What about those conspiracy facts?
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with them apples? Wait, I can't say Apple. That's the wrong company. How do you deal with them Googles? All right. Hey, Kurt, I got an idea of how there's an article that I thought was kind of fascinating. It's 5 tips for staying safe in parking lots. Keith McCord wrote the article, Dateline Salt Lake City. They say stores, malls, and parking lots are busy. And you know what? Believe it or not, things are very dangerous, Kurt. But AAA and the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety said that more than 20% of all accidents, especially during the holidays, happen in shopping malls and garages, parking lots, etc. Believe it or not, there's a lot of people killed in these kind of instances. They say about 1,700 people every year, Kurt.
Mm.
Now, they say slowing down, taking your time, are obviously wise when you're headed out. AAA has 5 tips you ought to be aware of in practice, Kurt. Now, should I tell you what those are?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I'm just waiting with bated breath, you know?
Kurt, you got to know how to do this, buddy. Mm-hmm. This is serious business. Number one, Kurt, I want you to see and be seen.
See and be seen. So you're supposed to wear like a big orange outfit and kind of flap your arms and, you know, jump around.
No, Kurt. You're supposed to turn on your headlights, buddy.
Oh,
in parking lots, even in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you flip on your lights easily?
Seen for sure. You know, some cars have those automatically come on. I kind of don't prefer to.
You forget to turn them on, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kurt, you're unsafe.
Yeah.
They say this is especially important in dark or underground parking lots.
Oh, turn your lights on in the dark. I do try to do that. You know,
I'm glad you got that down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, the second thing, Kurt, that's critical, avoid tight spots.
Avoid tight spots.
If you can get around it, Kurt, don't park between 2 tall SUVs. It limits visibility, Kurt. Don't do it.
Make a note.
Now, that's a serious problem when you're backing out, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got the next one coming up, but I got to make you wait till after the pause because that's how they taught me to do it in radio.
Oh, yeah, in radio school that we went to. How many years was it we went to radio school?
Did I walk through one day? Anyway, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, my fellow Americans, we're in the middle of this five tips to keep you safe. You got to be really careful, man. Parking lots are crazy dangerous. Malls, you know, this kind of stuff. Stores, parking lots, etc. Keith McCord, Salt Lake City's got it going on. So you got to avoid them tall vehicles. You got to be seen, and you got to see. So turn on your lights. The next one they say is don't rely on cameras, Kurt. Many modern vehicles come with cameras. On the side mirrors, they also feature a backup camera. But hey, they say while they are a great safety feature, they provide false security for folks. Now, Kurt, here's what's fascinating. There's efforts by the car industry, the automotive industry, to replace your rear mirrors and get rid of them entirely and replace them with cameras. So I don't know how you feel about that, but hey, kind of goes against five tips for staying
safe.
Well,
so they're telling us that don't count on the cameras. I thought that's why we put cameras all over the world so that we're all safe, you know?
But these are cameras for you to see what's going on, and you think you know everything when you're seeing a camera, and you may not be viewing
really be
the details in reality.
Is there.
Yeah.
Okay.
They also say, Kurt, refrain from reverse. Okay? Don't go in reverse, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, they say don't put your vehicle in reverse, particularly in crowded areas.
Okay.
They recommend pulling, in where cars are nose-to-nose or whatever, or play backward or park backwards or whatever, and, you know, that way you'd be safe, Kurt.
Well, don't you back up if you're backing in, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, Kurt, but, I mean, who said this is logical, buddy? I'm just telling you what they say. I know it doesn't make any sense. That's like me running around going, don't waste the water. And Kurt's like, is there less water on the planet than when Moses was around? Well, no. Okay, well, you know, and you get into this, right? I mean, you're right, but why do you have to be right all the time? See? You know, you mean you're telling the truth, you want the facts. What's up with that? See? They also say learn to play the outfield, Kurt. Don't be afraid to park out in outlying areas where there are fewer cars and it's generally safer to park.
Yeah, or else just walk from home. I mean, you know, you can do that because then you don't even have to park, right?
They got another brilliant idea, Kurt. They say shop online.
Ooh, now there's
Ooh,
a
Ooh, now that's crazy talk going on right there. The Brick and Mortar Association ought to sue your socks off for that kind of state. I mean, wow. All right, anyway, I found that kind of interesting. I got a better idea than all those five, Kurt. That's why I brought it up. You ready?
Yeah.
Just get one of them rape-me-nots. And when the thug tries to rape you, murder you, kill you, steal your money, whatever else, just pull out the great equalizer, the rape-me-not, and say, uh-uh. Go somewhere else, my friend.
Yeah.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. Good point. That could work.
And if you hold them at bay with the rape me not, and then you use your cell phone to call the cops on the other end, you can say, I got some thug here trying to rape me, but my rape me not stopping him and holding him at bay. Would you please come quickly?
Mm-hmm.
So you could do that, Kurt. Now, I wouldn't really recommend shooting anybody unless it's absolutely necessary.
That wasn't recommended in the article?
No, that was a Sam Bushman edition. That was like item six, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't understand this story. Kurt gave it to me. It's called Alt School.
Alt School.
And I guess Alt School is raising $100 million, and they plan to open more schools. Stories by Natasha Singer. I guess this guy named is Max Ventilla, and he was a Google dude back in the day, a former Google executive. But he, I guess he started this Alt School back in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what, disruptive educational reality?
That's right. That's right. And it's attracted some top-tier technology investors. They say, last year they raised $33 million from Founders Fund and Andreessen Horowitz. Those are people we don't hang around with, Sam.
Why not?
They just don't show up where we are. Okay. But the Alt School boys announced that they had raised an additional $100 million from Founders Fund, a whole bunch of other guys here, Mark Zuckerberg in there, and bottom line is they say one of the most, this is a quote from Max Ventilla, he's the founder and chief executive of Alt School. He said, one of the most interesting things about this fundraising round is that we are raising capital not only from very long-term top-tier VCs. I can't remember what that means. Probably a fancy name for people with money. But also from philanthropists. Huh. This kind of philanthropic mission-driven capital is hugely beneficial to us. This guy was a former Google exec. He started this Alt School back in 2013 with the idea, they say, of developing a network of small, private schools that would use software to centralize certain administrative and organizational functions.
Here's what's fascinating, Kurt.
Yeah.
They got four of these tiny schools in San Francisco alone. And they've got about 115 employees, including 45 engineers and other technical experts.
Yep.
They've developed what they call private proprietary software. Now, here's what's fascinating. They talk about these four primary pillars, they say, which compose our operating system and allow us to deliver this 21st century disruptive, they don't say that, I do, disruptive educational system. Now, just dig into these four pillars for a second, Kurt. It's fascinating.
All right. Well, we can bring students together from different classrooms to take highly specific domain classes or extend into extracurricular activities like the Jing. I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is? DJing. So you're learning to be a DJ, I guess.
Yeah, Kurt Cosby's got his favorite Bieber song going on, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Kind of stuff.
Or photography. Investors say Alt School is appealing because it mirrors values like experimentation, innovation, and self-expression through making things that are important to Silicon Valley executives and venture capitalists. They say it's melding of the physical and virtual in a virtual, a very technologically informed way. It looks like, Sam, it costs like $20,000 annually for these schools. I think maybe they ought to go and visit American Heritage School.
And they need help for sure. But now listen to the four pillars. I kind of find this fascinating. There are four primary pillars that compose our operating system. Mm-hmm. This Mr. Ventilla said. They have this idea that would analyze students to see which students would be the best fit in a given school and or class. And you say, well, what does that mean? Well, they would be able to create this scheduling system allowing students to group together by interest and ability rather than by grade level. So let me give you an example. Let's say that you just love computers, Kurt. I'm just giving you this example because it relates to Google, the founder of this thing kind of thing, this Google exec. And you know what? It doesn't matter if you're 7, Kurt, or 10. If you love computers and you have an incredible aptitude for computers, your best bet is putting that kid with a 15-year-old kid and a 13-year-old kid and a 6-year-old kid and a 18-year-old kid, all interested in robotics and computers too, rather than you are to put him in third grade because, when you're 10, you go in third grade or whatever the deal is, right?
Sam, this is going to ruin the world.
If your birthday is too late, you can't go in third grade. You're in second grade, okay? This goofball. And so this whole idea says, you know what? Put the people that love that in the same group because, you know what? They can work together, and pretty soon that an 8-year-old knows more than, and that's how it works. And so that's one thing that just fascinates me about this. So they would put you in a school related to whatever that school's assets were. For example, let's say you were way into science. You probably wouldn't be in the cosmetology school part, right? You'd
Why
be
not?
In the science part where they got incredible science labs and portable labs and stuff. See, and this scheduling students by their likes and dislikes and their aptitudes rather than is brilliant. They say we can bring students together from different classrooms to take highly specific, as you said, domain. This relates to their field of interest. Now,
I mean, imagine having them learn stuff that they're interested in. That doesn't make any sense, Sam. I mean,
there's only
we've
one
been
concern
forcing
about
people
it.
To learn stuff they didn't want to learn for years.
Of
Why
course.
Wouldn't...
Wow. Now, I know I'm a chauvinist for saying this, but they wanted me to take cooking classes, and I'm just not interested. They ought to put me in eating classes. And, I would say I have a wife for the cooking, but that would be, I can't say that.
That's right.
But I'm just telling you, my wife and daughter cook wonderful meals for our family, and I'm extremely grateful. Can I say it that way?
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe. Ooh.
I need to be in the radio class. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, speaking of broadcast excellence, I just got a shout-out to my buddy Rush Limbaugh. We're making broadcast excellence look like child play, my friend. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We're talking about education. We're talking about school. We're talking about disruptive technologies. And we're talking about government on the prowl, all in kind of one discussion here. We talked about Alt School. That's a Google founder exec created a school system, raises $100 million, and they plan to open more schools. Disruptive technology, to say the least. Now there's a headline that says a campaign to establish high schools for a new era. Kurt?
Yeah. Now
you gotta ask people if they've ever heard of Steve Jobs first, don't you, Kurt?
Good point. Mr. Apple himself, you know, he started the whole, what was it, Think Different advertising campaign.
Yeah. Well, now, I guess this lady's name is Lorraine Jobs Powell, or Lorraine Powell Jobs. So it was like his wife, right? She's in the news, Kurt, all about schools.
Yeah, thinking different, huh? You know, high schools for a new era. You know, and so many, I guess they say, you know, so many people, you know, see that there's need for correction when it comes to our schools. I guess this lady, she's starting this new $50 million campaign that they say could change our school system for the better. Yeah, well, it certainly can always take more money, right? I guess she said the old system was created for the workforce we needed 100 years ago. They say to help her succeed in her project, she assembled an impressive team of advisors and somebody even who worked in the Obama administration's education department. One of those things we need to get rid of, in my opinion. But they say the news coverage for this campaign has been very positive. Yep. Steve Jobs and his wife had been known for their passion and donations to keep kids in school.
I know Steve Jobs is a college dropout or something, wasn't he?
That's the point.
Maybe he realizes school's
know.
Important now, you know.
Well,
anyway, Lorraine Powell Jobs, I guess she's going to put $50 million in. She wants high schools to be the great equalizer. She was thinking about charter schools. I'd like to see if I couldn't have a conversation with her and help her rethink that, Kurt.
Good point.
I kind of like this alt schools dude, you know, thinking about private schools better.
Good point.
Anyway.
Yeah. That's what I'd like to
see. Any other tidbit on this? $50 million, though. That's a chunk of change, Kurt.
A texter pours in a text, Sam, in Patty in Utah says, maybe for next week you and Sam can do some digging about why our brother, soldier was crying in Iran. How dare they do what they did to our wonderful men and women in our military?
Boy, is she right about that question.
Yeah, good point.
All right. Any more on that Jobs thing?
You know, I mean, it's just, at least to me, the whole point of the article is that, you know, even guys like the Jobs folks, Lorraine Powell Jobs, can see that there's a need for correction. Most of them, though, they just want to throw more money at it, you know.
And to me, it isn't really about money. One of the big things I think makes the biggest difference in education is the love that a parent can give.
Imagine that.
You know, what do I know, right? I'm just some goofy talk show host without a brain. But, hey, you know, I'm taking on everybody with, what, both hands, both legs, all tied up, Kurt, you know.
Yes, you are.
All right, hey, this headline I found fascinating. I want to bring it to your attention. It's a story that I saw literally months and months ago. But it was so relevant months ago as it is today that I thought I'd bring it up right now. Headline says this. 50 years later, LDS, that means Latter-day Saints, or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, okay? So 50 years later, LDS returns favor to California Jews, says the Deseret News. Now, I know everybody likes to bash on the Jews and say the Vatican, you know, and the Catholics, the Vatican caused all this, and the Jews did all that, and the... You know, I don't like to really take aim that way because I believe it can be taken incorrectly. Is it true that Jewish power and influence controls a lot of things? No doubt about it. Is it true that there's corruption at high levels of all kinds of institutions around the world? Without a doubt. But let's not make the mistake of throwing your neighbor or an innocent person under the bus, and let's not use religious and or racial divisions because they're not helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I get it. But anyway, here's what happened, Kurt. Dateline Orange County, California.
All right.
Smoke and soot destroyed the entire synagogue, including its six sacred... Anyway, they go on and they talk about this whole synagogue for the Jewish people in California got destroyed by fire. Well, here's what happened. The LDS, or the Mormons, basically said, hey, you guys don't have a place to worship because your place burned down? Why don't you just use our building and you can use the Mormon chapel? And hundreds of members from this Jewish synagogue said thank you very much, and they literally went. And, well, it was huge. And what happened was, I don't know if you know how Mormon chapels are, but they got the chapel part, and then they got this gym, usually a basketball court or whatever, behind it for more of activities and such. And you can open it, and it becomes an overflow. They filled that whole dude up, even the overflow, Kurt. And the reason this is so important, Kurt, is because 50 years ago, believe it or not, the Jewish synagogue helped out Mormons. They had a congregation that was homeless. This is the Mormons 50 plus years ago. And the Jewish rabbis there said that the Mormons could use their building. So 60 years ago, the Mormons didn't have a place to meet while they're building their chapel. And so they met first in an old schoolhouse, then in the Jewish synagogue for about 2 years until the church building was built. And now it's payback, Kurt. Not payback because they had to, but payback because they wanted to. Payback because they believe that, you know what, we don't have to agree on all of our religious theology per se. What we agree on is following the Prince of Peace and providing an opportunity for service. And so there's this incredible, is the word camaraderie, Kurt, right?
Wow.
There's this love between these people in California that are Jewish and Mormon. Anyway, pretty nifty. And I guess this Mormon guy got a chance to speak, and he said, thank you for coming. And, you know, the whole goal, they say, is to do these two crazy things, Kurt. There's probably going to be terrorism charges filed. But the Jewish folks and the Mormons, they want to feed the needy and care for the poor together.
Man, they're probably going to have to get some kind of special permit for that because, you know, government doesn't like competition in their area there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So anyway, I just found that a fascinating story that goes to show I agree that religions are exploited for all kinds of horrible reasons, Kurt. And I agree that organizations, big and small, have been infiltrated by thugs and are perverted for sinister agendas. I get all that. I agree and I understand. Okay, I'm not naive to that at all. But I say there are good people in all organizations doing a good work all over the place, and we've got to learn to focus on it and document when it happens. And this is an example where, hey, 50 years apart, these two religious organizations helped out one another, and, well, they followed the Prince of Peace, Kurt. They just did. Now, I know you would say, well, Sam, the Jews don't follow the Prince of Peace. They don't even believe in the Prince of Peace. And I guess I want to debate, or I want to set aside these religious theology discussions and say, if you reach out in kindness and love to your neighbor, so the Jewish population in this case helped the Mormons 50-plus years ago or whatever, are they following the Prince of Peace, Kurt, whether they, you know, theologically disagree or what? Okay, I'm not here to debate the theology. I'm just here to say that's a kind act. It's a service act. It's what we teach. It's what we believe, regardless of. So I'm saying I'm not interested in the theology here. I understand there's differences. I get it. But I'm not interested in explaining those differences or focus on them. What I'm interested in is talking about how good people everywhere are doing good things. And they're working together and coming together despite their differences. And they're not focusing on the differences. They're focusing on what they agree on, what they could do together, what they could do to make the world a better, safer, happier place for people, Kurt. They're focusing on families and religion and becoming better people and serving one another. And I just want to highlight that stuff and wish the mainstream press was all aboard. Now, the Deseret News mainstream organization covered it, and I'm proud of them. There you have it, Kurt.
That
I'm just getting
cool.
Radical, huh?
That is, scary news, definitely, you know, when people are getting along and stuff. You can see that would never get normal coverage, you know what I mean?
Yeah, now what do you think about the United States taking in 10,000 Syrian refugees, Kurt?
Well, you know, it seems like we take in a lot when we do all this adopting around the world on a regular basis, don't we, Sam?
Yeah.
You know, families do that.
Now, don't get me wrong. I want to be careful that we know how to distinguish refugees from terrorists, okay?
Yeah.
However, I do want to follow the Prince of Peace and find ways to serve others and a way to bring people to safety. And I believe it can be done. And I know people just want you to believe that, oh, man, we got to just simply never help anybody because they might be terrorists. There's ways to vet people. There's ways to find out the truth. And there's also ways to provide kindness and love and service. And so, you know what? Let's find out how to separate the terrorists from the refugees. And let's help the refugees and let's reject the terrorists. And let's get her done today and follow the Prince of Peace. Those are solutions on your radio. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.